Anna Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. This first episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen is for your girlfriends. It's for the girlfriend you might meet for dinner next week at your favorite restaurant. Or it's for the girlfriends you will talk to on the phone after a very long hiatus. So I will start with some recommendations for what you could watch so that you have something to talk about. The first thing on my list is it's an Amazon Prime show. It's The Bold Type, and it's very similar to Sex and the City. And oh, that seems like a really long time ago that I sat on the couch with my roommate with our favorite ice cream in our laps, in a bowl, of course, and that we watched Sex and the City. And The Bold Type is just a very fun, modern version of that story. It's about three young women. Their names are Jane, Kat, and Sutton. And they just started their career in the publishing world of a New York City global magazine publishing house. They fall in and out of love, they struggle with career choices and their sexual orientation, and they have relationship problems, and they always try to stay true to themselves, and they are really good friends who support each other no matter what. I really love the outfits, and they're always a very great source of inspiration, although it's New York style and they're in their 20s, and the colors and cuts and styles and everything are very bold, but very, very fun to look at. And I also like to get an inside look into the magazine world of that magazine is called Scarlet. And I've never worked in a publishing house. I've never worked in New York City. And it's just interesting to see how that works, at least in theory or in that show. And what I also want to mention is the music. So the music is really good. It's always very fun and lighthearted and upbeat music. And there's even a Bold Type playlist on Spotify, which I frequently listen to, and I linked to that and to the show, of course, as well in the show notes. The show is now in its third season and has just been renewed for a fourth season, so there's plenty of episodes for you to watch. You can watch it with your German Amazon Prime subscription. If you do that, just make sure to switch the language to English. I think it's more fun to watch it, to watch the original version. The next movie I want to recommend or talk about is Wine Country. It was just released. It's a Netflix movie. I haven't watched it yet, so I can't really tell you if it's any good or not. It's produced by the American actress and comedian Amy Poehler. You might know her from the sitcom Parks and Recreation, and she was also on Saturday Night Live for couple of years. And Wine Country is a comedy, and it's about a girlfriend getaway to the Napa Valley wine country in California. And this group of older women, they celebrate their friend's 50th birthday. And by watching the trailer and reading some reviews, there seems to be a lot of crying, a lot of laughing. They all have some kind of relationship issues. And there's also very high wine consumption. So as I said earlier, I don't know if it's any good. I haven't watched it yet, but it seems to be a fun movie for a movie night with your girlfriend, and maybe you can start planning your own girlfriend getaway after you've watched that. Just a side note here, I've also read some critical voices, especially about the amount of alcohol that the women drink in here in the movie, and also the role that it plays. So yeah, just be aware of that. And I also link to that critical article in the show notes. Now, last on my list is a must-see for everyone. It's Brené Brown's Netflix special, Call to Courage. I hope that you've heard of Brené Brown before. She's a very well-known American research professor. She's a storyteller. She's an author of many books. She's a frequent TED Talk speaker. And the subject that she studies is shame, courage, and vulnerability. And her work has been very influential overseas, not so much over here, at least not as far as I know. And yeah, I have most of her books on my shelf, and I go back to them frequently whenever I need encouragement or inspiration or advice for decisions that I'm making. So yeah, they are I go back to them frequently. And in this Netflix special, which is about, I think it's about an hour long, Renee walks us through her own experiences with being vulnerable, showing up, being there, showing courage. And it's basically one of her talks turned into a Netflix special. It's really powerful. You will cry, you will laugh, you will think back to it frequently. And yeah, I can only encourage you and invite you to go and watch it. And hopefully you already have a Netflix subscription. If you don't, maybe now it's the time. By the way, I'm not sponsored by Netflix or Amazon or any other kind of a streaming service. So yeah, go watch it, buy her books, watch her TED Talks. The TED Talks, you can watch them for free on YouTube. And yeah, I will be waiting for you. And do you know where? In the arena, of course. So I see you there. Oh, and before I turn to my reading recommendation, I want to give you a quote from Brené Brown's talk. Vulnerability is hard, and it's scary, and it feels dangerous, but it's not as hard or scary or dangerous as getting to the end of our lives and having to ask ourselves, what if I would have shown up? Now let's turn to my reading recommendations for you. Last week, I spotted the new issue of the Good Company magazine on Instagram, and I ordered it right away, and it took only, I think, 2 days until I had it in my mailbox. The magazine is published for the third time by Grace Bonney. She is the editor of the popular design blog Design Sponge. That's one of the first blogs that was out there, I think, about 15 years ago. And maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. The blog is closing for good by the end of August this year. So the Good Company magazine is the new project that Grace Bonney and her team are working on. So the magazine always focuses on topics in the area of creativity and business and female empowerment and female communities. And the overarching theme of this issue is finances. So the publication is filled with personal essays and interviews on financial topics. There's practical advice in there, very beautiful portrait photographs. And what I really love about it is the cool illustrations in there. So it doesn't only feel nice when you hold it in your hands, but it looks really nice. It's very well made, and it's also packed with useful information and tons of inspiration. And since I just mentioned illustrations, I want to recommend another book to you, and it's a book on lingerie. Yeah, lingerie, that's the French word for underwear. And the book I want to talk about is called In Intimate Detail, How to Choose, Wear and Love Lingerie. The author is Cora Harrington, and she wrote this book because she wanted to break down the barriers around lingerie. She wanted to inform and educate. And she is emphasizing that nice lingerie is not just for supermodels or for very special occasions like your honeymoon, but lingerie is there for everyone and also for every day. And in the book, she walks us as the readers through the different types of bras and the types of underwear that are out there, and shapewear. And there's also a chapter on hosiery. See, that's a word I had to look up in the dictionary, not only because I didn't know what it meant, but also I couldn't pronounce it, and maybe I still don't know how to do it. So hosiery refers to socks and stockings and tights. And in each chapter, she starts with a brief historical overview of the type of garment she talks about. And then she mentions the different types of each garment that exists, and gives also practical advice for shopping and wearing lingerie. So it's really informative, the best thing about it is the illustrations. They are watercolor illustrations, and the book is just, yeah, it's nice to look at. It's a coffee table book, I think, and yeah, have a look at it when you get the chance. And if you want to know more about the author, you can also follow her on Instagram. So her name is Cora Harrington, and her Instagram handle is The Lingerie Addict. And last on my TBR list, by the way, TBR stands for To Be Read. Would also stand for Tina Bush Reads, but yeah, when you come across that term on the internet, it stands for the To Be Read list, so all the books that are on that list. So my last recommendation is a novel. The novel is called How to Walk Away by Catherine Center. It's a love story with some complicated twists and turns for the protagonist, Margaret. Very early in the book, Margaret has a terrible, serious accident that turns her life upside down. And we, as the readers, get an inside view into her thoughts and feelings, and how she struggles with her new life, and how she's coming to terms with all the changes and challenges that are happening. And this story really has it all. There is falling in love and falling out of love, difficult relationships, family secrets being revealed. They have really sad and very hopeless moments in there, but there's also lots of laughter and funny comments and remarks. And I think it's a real page turner, and it could be the perfect beach read for your summer vacation that's coming up very soon. And I also want to quote my favorite line from the book, and I keep coming back to this one again and again, and maybe you will like it too. So it goes like this. When you don't know what to do for yourself, do something for somebody else. And now we turn to my favorite category, podcasts. I'm a huge podcast fan and have been for a long, long time. I think since the first season of Serial, which was produced in 2014. So that's been quite a while. The first podcast that I would like to recommend to you is produced by one of my favorite podcasters. Her name is Laura Tremaine. On the internet, she is also known for her blog, Hollywood Housewife, which she closed, I think, about 2 years ago, but it's, of course, still there. The name of the podcast is 10 Things to Tell You. And in each episode, Laura shares 10 things she wants to tell her listeners. And these things can be books or reading habits, family rules, relationship topics. And in the episode that I would like to recommend to you, it's skincare routines and beauty products. This is an hour-long episode and it's recorded with Jamie Golden. She is another well-known podcaster. The name of her podcast is The Pop Cast. And this episode is really fun and entertaining. But as I said, it's over an hour long. And it got me thinking about my own skincare habits and whether I should introduce some more beauty products in my life. If you don't feel like starting with such a long episode, I can recommend a shorter one to you. It's episode 13 and it's called Who Do You Tell? And this one only runs for 25 minutes. And it deals with the question, who do we tell our stuff to? Who do we trust? Who offers a safe place in our life? And this really got me thinking about friends, in friendships and how friendship changes over time. So yeah, it's really good. My favorite English podcast of all times is Sorta Awesome, which I would also like to recommend to you. And the format of the show is like listening into a group of girlfriends talking to each other, and it's always filled with tons of recommendations of all the things that make our life more awesome. And those awesome things can be books and movies, parenting advice, recipes, apps, beauty products, clothing, shops, everything. And I really enjoyed one of the most recent episodes, the Awesome Summer List of 2019. And here I got a lot of tips and trend advice for all the things that hopefully make our summer more awesome. But you could also start with any other episode. Just browse through the episode titles in your library and pick one that catches your eye. And always make sure to check the show notes for all the links that are mentioned on the show. And the last podcast on my list is more serious and more business related. It's called Work Life with Adam Grant. And I usually listen to it when I need more serious work related inspiration. Adam Grant is a professor of organizational psychology. He wrote several books. Originals is one of them, and the other one is Option B, with which he co-hosted with Sheryl Sandberg. And he's very active on LinkedIn, so go and follow him if you are not already doing so. And he's the host of this podcast. His goal is, and I quote here, Adam Grant takes you inside some truly unusual places where they have figured out how to make work not suck. Good, isn't it? I love to use his podcast in my English coaching because the topics usually offer a good starting point for a conversation, and we all learn something from it too. So you could start with episode 6 of season 2. The topic is how to deal with jerks at work. It's really good and funny, entertaining, and also really helpful. And you can find a transcript to the Work Life podcast on LinkedIn. And this might make your listening experience a little bit easier since you can read along while you are listening to it. And if you are still looking for a good podcast app, I can highly recommend the app Overcast to you. I have an article on my website, which I will link to in the show notes. And there I basically walk you through the settings of the podcast. And yeah, it's really good. But the pre-installed apps on your iPhone or your Google phone, they work just as well. So now have fun listening. I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read, and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.